Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It's good to see you and welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior. If you were here last Sunday, you got to hear a good message from Matt Hines. I was able to live stream that later in the week. Lynn and I had a tremendous time of vacation. We were camping down at Turkey Run State Park in southwestern Indiana. Had a great weather time, had great activities, and Lynn met a new friend. You can ask her about Rascal after the service. A little raccoon that liked to make a daily visit, so. Believe it or not, this is the last Sunday of the month of August, so Labor Day is coming, and in 2 weeks from today, we have Rally Sunday, activities at 9:15, and outdoor worship at 10:30. Hopefully, we'll be in outdoor worship. Weather will cooperate. So bring your chair or blanket or whatever you want to sit in or lay on, and we'll have that on the East Lawn. And then the Fellowship Committee is providing the meal. All I know that we have ordered or we have reserved 2 ice cream machines so that there's not much of a wait. So there will be ice cream for that. And then following that time, there will be that wonderful kickoff classic kind of thing. And I know that I'm talking about the aging process in my message today. And believe it or not, I have learned that I can no longer play kickball. I'll try, but I'm sure with a slip and slide, it's going to be fun to watch. So hopefully you can all be there and there'll be some playing and some cheering them on. Habitat for Humanity has started their build. It's in Swanton this year. Yes, I happen to be the coordinator of that. So anytime you want to get out there and use a hammer or a nail gun, we'll be doing every Friday from 8 till 3 or 4. Or once the fair is over, we'll be doing that on Saturdays too. So if you're interested, let me know. We had, I think, three or four St. Johners there this last Friday. And this coming week, we'll be framing the walls. So any help would be appreciated. And I have a message from Buffy. For those of you interested in singing with the adult choir or playing handbells with the bell choir, there are schedules of rehearsal and performance dates for the 24-25 church year. Those are located on the bulletin board across from the church office, and you're invited to take one. The first rehearsal for handbells will be Wednesday, September 4th at 7:30, and the first rehearsal for the adult choir will be Wednesday, September 11th, also at 7:30. If you have any questions about Habitat, see me. If you have any questions about music, see Buffy. Let us prepare for our worship as we listen to our morning prelude. Thank you. Scripture reading from the prophet Isaiah chapter 46, verses 3 and 4. The prophet is in a situation where the Israelites have been bowing down to foreign gods, and he offers this message from God to the people. "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived and have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you." Please join me in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for this time to be gathered together, to be connected in, to worship you and to sing songs of praise, to offer up words of prayer, and to listen to your word and its instruction. Lord, we thank you for sustaining us. We thank you for rescuing us through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And Lord, we come to glorify you this day, thanking you for the presence of your Holy Spirit as we praise your mighty name. In Christ, amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let's sing our hymns of praise. Our first hymn of praise is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It is found on page number 435 in your red hymnal at the pews, if you wish to sing along from there. And then, following a brief introduction to the next hymn, which is "I Need Thee Every Hour," we will sing that, and it is found on page number 428. So let us sing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
Thank you.
at this time, let us pass the peace of the Lord among us.
I invite all the children to come forward. There's a few of you up here already, ready to go. I love it. I know there's a few in the back coming. Oh, we've got a good group today. All right, I'm going to sit down with you guys if that's okay. So I spent yesterday working all day in my house. Corey and the girls are gone for the weekend. They're in Cleveland, so I got to do a lot of chores around the house. I didn't finish until like 9:30 last night, and I finally sat down on my couch to rest. But then like 10 minutes later, we have two dogs. They needed to go outside, so I stood up, and I almost fell down because my legs hurt so bad from all the walking around my house I did. And in that moment, I realized I'm getting old. It's not a fun thing. It hurts. Things are starting to fall apart a little bit. They're not working like they used to. But anyway, that's besides the point. So do you guys want to play I Spy with me? Yeah.
What's... Oh,
gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So we really like I Spy in our house right now. So do we want to play? Yeah, we want to play I Spy. Okay. I spy with my eye a piano. You awesome. Okay. That was an easy one. I spy with my eye a pew. Okay, good job. You guys are on top of things. Trick one, I spy with my eye a microphone. Oh, you got the little ones up front. Look at you. Your eyes are good.
And that one.
That's the one I was looking at. It's bright and red. I spy with my eye a blue shirt. We got a lot of blue shirts over here. I spy with my eye Pastor Eric. You found him. I spy with my eye God.
That's impossible.
Okay. I spy with my eye heaven.
Way too impossible too.
Why is that impossible?
I can't see it.
You're right, we can't see it, can we?
I can't even see my husband. Yeah.
So, okay. We're reading in 2 Corinthians today the verse that what is seen is temporary. Does anybody know what temporary means? Layla. That's right, that means it's not going to be here forever. But what is unseen is eternal. What does eternal mean?
Forever.
Forever. That's right.
Forever.
So hold on. If what this is seeing today is what is seen, so the pews, the blue shirts, Pastor Eric's body, that's temporary. But what is unseen, heaven and God, those are the eternal things. Those are the forever things. And in our process of aging that we're going to talk about today, so my sore knees, my sore legs yesterday, that's temporary. And each step I take with my tired legs and my body getting older, each day is one step closer to that forever, isn't it?
Guess what?
Yeah.
Even my hurt knee, because
the hurt knees. Yeah. But that pain is temporary, because then we have perfection in heaven then with our eternal God, right? Okay. Do you guys mind praying with me real quick? Awesome. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these young children in the room. Lord, they don't know what it means to be aging just yet. But Lord, we just know that each step we take, each day of our lives, we grow closer to eternity in heaven with you. I just ask that you be with these young hearts as they look towards that eternity. In your loving name we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up, guys.
Our song leader, Roger, is having a hard time understanding that Jocelyn is old. But it's all relative, because to those children, she's probably pretty old. So perspective. We'll come back to that in a moment. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for this time to worship you. We thank you for the fellowship that we enjoy with you through the truth of your word and the presence of your spirit and the love of your son, Jesus. We thank you for the fellowship we are able to enjoy with one another in spirit and here together. And Lord, in our times of thanksgiving, we pour out our praise through the words of songs and thoughts on our mind that just point us to you. And Lord, we thank you for this time to step back and to relax and pray. And know that I am speaking out loud. I pray for all the prayers that are being said in people's minds. As we confess our sin, as we profess our love, as we promise to serve, and as we worship, Lord, we give ourselves to you. There are so many different ways, too many ways to count, where have you provided for us. You have loved us and you have given us food to eat and shelter to live in. You have enabled us to work. You have enabled us to go to school. You enable us in so many ways that you provided, and we just give you thanks. May our hearts be filled with gratitude this day and every day as we continue to walk in this journey known as life. Lord, we thank you for the ways that your spirit is upon our list of concerns. It's good to see that Ben is here once again following another surgery, and we pray for his recovery from that surgery and also further recovery from what that surgery was able to accomplish. We pray for Don, and we pray for Shirley and Sandy. We pray for Jeff and Susie and Larry and Regina and Stuart. Lord, you know each of their situations. You know when they're being positive and sensing good, and you also know when they're discouraged and worried. And Lord, we pray that they would experience the presence of your Spirit to comfort them and to give them peace, to give them strength, and to encourage them. And Lord, may we go beyond just prayers, and may we send cards and visit and call and just offer love and encouragement to their family members. Lord, we thank you for the healing grace of Jesus Christ that heals us from our sin, that as we come before you in prayer, we are whole and known by you. And through the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Good morning again, everyone. I'm about to sing a prayer. It is called Speak, O Lord. It is one of my favorites and one of Mary's, my wife Mary's favorites too. It is by Stuart Towan and Keith and Kristen Getty. So since this is a prayer, I would like to ask you to please bow your heads and fold your hands while I'm singing this song and while I'm praying this song as I sing. So please bow your heads and pray with me. Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your might be words of power that can never fail. Let their truth prevail over unbelief. Speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us grasp the heights of your plans for us. Truth's unchanged from the dawn of time that will echo down through eternity, and by grace we'll stand on your promises, and by faith
Thank you, Roger. Sermon text for the morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. One of Paul's letters. So, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. God's holy word.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our sermon hymn. Our sermon hymn is "The Longer I Serve Him." It is found on page number 518 of your red hymnal, if you wish to sing along from there.
Sins I hate my heart. Jesus.